surprisingly, never in the history of Canada and the United States, despite our well-founded conservation efforts, never has there been a full compilation, synthesis, evaluation, and analysis of this amount of wild food that recreational harvesters procure. The whole idea, ultimately, is to answer the help answer the question of how valuable are wild species, how valuable are wild fish and wild birds and mammals, which, of course, can provide us with an enormous amount of the healthiest food available.
What are some of the local impacts that Conservation Visions has seen?
For a very long time, Newfoundlanders and Labradorians have had amongst the highest per capita consumption rates of wild harvested food anywhere in Canada or the United States. And as you are aware, for many of us, including myself, a majority of the fish and the meats that we consume can often come from wild sources. Now, some of that may be commercial fisheries, of course, but for people not only in rural communities, but also in places like St. John's and other larger centers, a significant number of people still hunt or know people who do, or fish recreationally or know people who do. You know, a sizable proportion of many families' diets, particularly in rural areas, is still made up of wild harvested meat and fish. While we are about to launch some of the first information from this massive study as it expands in partnership and so on, we'll be breaking all of the information down by region. So Newfoundland and Labrador versus Ontario versus Montana versus Alaska or Texas. And we'll also be presenting this in the context of national profiles as well. The other issue that's really important here that's relevant to both Newfoundland and other provinces, territories, and states, of course, is the Indigenous peoples component of this, and the whole issue of the significance of wild foods or country foods to the diets and the lifestyles and the cultures of Indigenous peoples. It's not just about the food value, of course, even for many of us, and Newfoundlanders included, and Labradorians, this is a cultural issue because it is part of how we live, the way we live, and the way we like to live.
You mentioned some of the data that this study will be collecting. When all is said and done, how do you want to see this information used?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, I think ultimately what this entire study is about valuing wildlife and valuing fish, valuing biodiversity, and valuing the habitats that support these wild animal populations. So first and foremost, we believe that by showing that these natural habitats provide an incredibly important food source, because we are talking billions of meals being provided on an annual basis, that people will look upon these natural habitats not as something distant and unimportant, but as something that can actually value them and their communities and their families in terms of, you know, a basic necessity, which is food, and of course, give them high quality food. We're also hoping, of course, to point out that governments and other and policy making institutions need to recognize that the value of these areas, these wild habitats, is not only something that's, you know, kind of spiritual or academic or intellectual, and that we want to keep ecosystems functioning, but at a very practical level, they should be considering the value of wildlife and fish as a food production system when they make decisions about land use, when there's competitions with mining interests or hydroelectric development interests or forestry interests or any other kind of interest out there.